Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got it on her. I mean, he's got her on him on the safe right, and he doesn't have the gentleman that he's supposed to be taking. But on my end, it does show the correct drivers and passenger. So I was just wondering what it showed on yours.
Well, I'll try to get it pulled up, but it's just spinning right now. And everybody's window for no-show is 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. I will bring that up because that's not supposed to be that long.
And I don't know what time I got here. Can you tell me?
Yeah, give me just a moment.
Hey, Shorty, what did your starting mileage start at this morning?
I don't know. I think it was 63146 or something like that.
Okay, I was just kind of wondering. Greasy, you got a copy?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know whether there's a mix-up in between this vehicle and the vehicle Shorty's driving or not, but like on my mileage, when I signed in on my vehicle check this morning, my mileage was way off, too. It showed that there was way more mileage on my vehicle than what was really showing on the speedometer. And you see, I had to change vehicles Wednesday because I blew that tire, so I don't know whether... And I took the one that Shorty's got, so I don't know whether there's a conflict in them two vehicles of what's going on or what's taking place.
Okay, this little bit makes sense. Okay, I think something got crossed there. I will let Sierra know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Shorty, it does not show that, let me look and see, but it doesn't show that you've arrived yet. I know because you probably don't have the internet, it's because it's spinning.
Oh.
So I'm going to see if I can put that you have arrived.
Well, it says pickups notified of your arrival on my end.
Okay, does it give you a time?
Well, it's counting down, so 13, almost 13 and a half. So when it gets to 10, I'm leaving.
Copy.
Sure.
Radio check 353. Loud and clear.
Gracie, she's not going. And I put her as a no-show.
Copy. Did she come out?
She did.
Copy.